That baby changed everything. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken in the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will be great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And then suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heavens and on earth. Peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. You can never get enough of the story, can you? It's an amazing story, and when that baby came, everything changed. Everything. It didn't just change for a few moments. It didn't just change for a couple days or weeks. Yes, the calendar changed with the coming of this baby we have before Christ and at Anno Domini after him. But he changed everything for all eternity. All of us want change in some way, shape, or form. I have a good friend who tells me almost every week, "Ken, the only constant is change." We have this nagging feeling inside all of us that reminds us that things in our world today are just not how they're meant to be. And we look everywhere for solutions. Most of us want change in some area of our lives. Most of us have something in our lives that we would like God to take care of for us. A broken relationship, a habit, a word that was said in anger. Those words that someone else said that seemed to play themselves over and over inside of our minds. As a community this year, we have been made all too aware that things can change overnight. Shots ring out, fires engulf, and lives are changed, and we search for answers. And because of what happened on that first Christmas Eve in a little town called Bethlehem, we can find the answers to everything that has happened. I don't know if you saw this story in the news about a father who had taken his young daughter to see Santa at a Bass Pro Shop. Good move, Dad. They waited in line for what seemed like an eternity. But the little girl did not seem to mind. Rather, she seemed like she was on a mission of sorts. When it was her turn, her dad pulled out his phone to catch the scene on video. He had no idea what she was going to ask for, whether it was a toy, a new outfit, a new bicycle, something like that. And as she crawled up on Santa's lap, she began to cry. And through tear-filled eyes, she looked at Santa and said that all she wanted for Christmas this year was for her cousin Ashley to be healed from leukemia. Santa put his big arm around her and said, "Oh, Ashley, I do not have the power to heal, but I happen to know somebody who does. And this is what happened next.
Father God, I come to you right now and I lift my passion. Lord, I know that leukemia is a horrible disease, but I also know that you are the great physician and you can heal. And now I just pray right now that you will begin the healing process on Ashley. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Santa just prayed right then and there, and I thought, you go, Santa, right? I mean, here's a Santa who knows his limits. He knows he can't fix everything. And some of us need to learn that lesson from Santa. I know I do. I need to learn that lesson that I can't, by my own abilities, bring the true change that needs to happen. Only Jesus can fix it all. And everything changed the night that Jesus was born. Every one of those familiar characters in the Christmas story, their lives were forever changed because Jesus came into the world. Mary's plans, her wedding, her reputation, every bit of it changed. Then there was Joseph. Joseph changed his mind. When he discovered Mary was pregnant, he wanted to leave her at first, but then when the angel told her that the story was true and she would give birth to the Savior of the world, he changed his mind and had a job that I can only imagine was amazing. To watch the Son of God grow up in your house. I'm sure it changed everything for Joseph. The shepherds, their status changed from outcasts to insiders, from people who weren't allowed into places of worship to the ones who were the first worshipers at the manger. And to remind us that God's kingdom, nobody gets left out. Then there's these interesting foreigners. We call them the Magi, or maybe the wise men. I read a story about a school in Texas where kids were asked to draw a picture of the Christmas scene, what Christmas means to them. And little Johnny, he drew his drawing and he gave it to the teacher. And the teacher was a little perplexed and asked him, why are the wise men here all dressed up in big yellow jackets and why do they have a fire truck? And little Johnny said, and I remember he's from Texas, little Johnny said, well, my daddy told us the Christmas story and he said they came from afar. I wanted to see if that one would go over tonight. So they might not have come from a fire, but they pretty much lit one in Jerusalem. When they showed up looking for the newborn king, Matthew tells us that after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, the Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. And he asked them, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and we've come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied. For this is what the prophet has written, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least of the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then when Herod called the Magi secretly, he found out from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. And as soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. And they bowed down and worshiped him. And then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by a different way. What I can't figure out in the story is why the chief priests and the religious leaders didn't at least accompany these wise men to the manger. I mean, the village was close enough. And if it was true, why would they chance missing the greatest miracle of all miracles, the coming of the Messiah. Could it be? Maybe they just didn't like change. They remind us that sometimes it's the most religious people that are in the greatest need of change. And the wise men, they changed direction. They snuck out of town. It says they went back by a different way. In Matthew's writings, Matthew uses the word way several different places to suggest a different life direction. The narrow way, the way of righteousness. Jesus even said he was the way, the truth, and the life. I think Matthew is trying to tell us that they didn't just travel a different way. They went home changed. They went home different people. And this truly is what Christmas is all about. God sent his son into the world to help change our direction, to help us find our way home. Before Jesus came, the prophets tell us that the people walking in darkness had seen a great light. Those living in the land of the deep darkness, a light has dawned. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. Our government shut down. His will never end. I think we should take some tips from him. Amen. Before Jesus was born, it tells us that there was darkness. There was sin. There was despair. There was hopelessness. Darkness. But on this other side of Christmas, because this child is born, everything has changed. There's forgiveness. Every sin that we have ever committed finds forgiveness because Jesus came. We have deliverance. Jesus has turned darkness into light. And because Jesus came, no one that first Christmas left the stable unchanged. And because Jesus has come, our prayer for each one of you is that none of us have to leave here the same way either. Because before Jesus, without Jesus, there is darkness and despair. There is hate. There is anger. There is envy. There is violence. But because Jesus came, there is hope. There is light. And there is love. Because God so loved the world that he gave his son. And that changes everything. It changes our today. All of our despair, all of those things in our lives that we want to have changed, Jesus is there to make a difference. Whatever you are going through, Jesus says, I am with you. God is with us because Jesus came. No matter what kind of things we tackle, no matter what problems we have in life, Jesus came to be with us. And he wants to be with us forever. Each year, my favorite time at Christmas is when we come to this table. Every year we have communion time on Christmas Eve. And it reminds me that ultimately, this little child came to change your eternity. That child came and he grew. He grew into a man who gave his life and who died on the cross, who shed his blood, whose body was broken so that we could have an eternity where we would be with him forever. But he didn't come to just change your forever, because he came to change your here and now. He came to change the way that we love one another, and that was his command. And so this evening, as you come to take communion, the invitation is that you would come realizing that Jesus has come to take away your sin, that Jesus has come to change everything. And I would encourage you tonight to imagine, what is it that you would like changed in your life today? And bring that with you and leave it here. Leave it here tonight and allow Jesus to be the change that you need. Allow Jesus to be the one who can change everything, because he died for you and he lived for you and he wants you to live with him. So come forward. We can have different rows of people who will come forward this evening. And then after you take communion, and if you'd like, you can take it back to your seat with you. And grab one of the tea lights, and then Devin will let you know when to turn those on. But this is always my favorite time of celebration, because all the hustle and the bustle, all the craziness and anxiety, all of the difficult part is done. At least I hope. But allow the change that Jesus came to bring to permeate your lives tonight. Let him be the Savior that he came to be. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that long ago in Bethlehem, Father, you came. You came, Father, because you promised that you would. Father, you came and you have forgiven our sins. And for that, we are forever grateful. But Father, you came to give us life. And Father, we pray that Lord, this evening, that we would recognize that tiny life came to give us life so that we could live with you forever. Father, we thank you for the sacrifice that your Son made. We pray, Father, that we will take this time to enjoy your presence, but Father, that we would take you with us and help us to be the change that you want to see in the world. Help us to take the message of hope. Help us to take your light to a world that is in desperate need of change. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your gift of Jesus. It's in his name we pray.